Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Dear devotees, dear devatas who have come from the heavenly planets, dear friends and dear skeptics, today we will hear an extraordinary pastime. A pastime which is so sweet and so amazing because it tells how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who was bathed in the honey of the love of Ishwarapuri's heart, accepted the Ishwarapuri as his guru. This is described by Raghunath Das Goswami. Puri devasyanta pranaya maduna snana maduro muhur govindotyat vishada parichaya chita pada svarupasya pranabuddha kamala nirajita muka Shachi shuno king me nayana sharanim yasyati punaha. Will such his son, who is sweetly bathed in the honey of the love of Ishwarapuri's heart, again walk on the pathway of my eyes? See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as the perfect Acharya, sets an example how the conditioned souls can accept knowledge. Even Lord Krishna went to a spiritual master and learned. The human form of body, which can be obtained very easily, can benefit us in life. This human body can be compared to a perfectly constructed boat, having the spiritual master as the captain and the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as favorable winds impelling it on its course. Considering all those advantages, a human being who does not utilize his human life to cross the ocean of material existence must be considered a killer of his own soul. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met the great soul Ishwarapuri in Navadvip. He was coming down the road, surrounded by his students, when all of a sudden he became silent. He saw from the other direction a great sadhu who was effulgent with love of Krishna. The sadhu was coming closer and closer and closer. Normally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would greet everyone by saying, "Hey, answer this question from the scripture." And he would defeat whoever was a sadhu or a scholar or a this or that. But when he saw Ishwarapuri, he looked at him and paid his most humble obeisances. Ishwarapuri looked at him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked as beautiful as 1 billion gods of love. He saw him paying obeisances and he said to his associates, "Who is this?" They said, "It's Nimai Pandit, the great scholar of Navadvip." "Oh," said Ishwarapuri, "I have heard about you, Pandit. Come, rise." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very humbly approached him and said, "O Puripat, if you could come to our house where my mother Sachi, who cooks for the sannyasis who visit this area, lives, If you could come and accept your meals at our house, our lives would be fulfilled. Later, Ishwarapuri said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I have written a book about Krishna. Can you please go through it and check it grammatically? Gauranga looked at his devotee, said, whatever a devotee says and writes is perfect. No need to check or correct. But on the assistance of Ishwarapuri, he had looked through the book and he found that some grammatical explanation could have been explained differently. And he mentioned this. But Ishwarapuri said, No. It is the perfect way to say it because I wanted to express this certain truth and it has been expressed by this grammatical constellation. Immediately, Nimai Pandit, who had always defeated every scholar on every point, said, true, it is very true what you say. Now we will accompany Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Gaya. In Gaya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after having visited the 23 places of pilgrimage, arrived at a place where once Lord Vishnu had stepped on the earth and left a sacred footprint, the Vishnupada, a footprint of Lord Vishnu. And he had broken down in ecstatic tears when he saw this footprint of Lord on the earth. And there he saw Ishwarapuri. And he said to Ishwarapuri, while he was crying at the lotus footprint of Lord Krishna, my pilgrimage is now successful. Compared to the potency of the holy place, the potency of seeing a Vaishnava is millions of times more strong. Millions of my ancestors are freed. I only have one request to you. Please, lift me from this world of birth and death. I offer my body to you, Ishwarapuri. The only gift I wish from you is that you give me the nectar of Lord Krishna's lotus feet. When Ishwarapuri heard this, he said, please listen, O Pandit. You are an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This I know for certain. And you want an initiation from me? Listen what I have observed. Who but an incarnation of the Supreme Lord could have the great learning you do or act as you act? And you want initiation from me? Last night, Pandit, I saw an auspicious dream, and now I have directly attained the fruit of that dream. Oh, Pandit, I tell you the truth. I saw you in my dream. And now you are before me. I am relishing transcendental bliss at every moment. Since the time I first saw you in Navadvip, nothing else than your lotus face stays in my heart. I tell you the truth. I tell you the truth. I tell you the truth. nothing else than your smiling lotus face stays in my heart. By seeing you, I have attained the happiness of seeing Lord Krishna. Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. Welcome, welcome, welcome. As we are hearing about the meeting of Ishvara Puri and Gauranga Mahaprabhu, a very dear devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has entered our midst. Silently he came, like the wind, the fresh Adria breeze, to give happiness to our hearts and mind. Let us allow Maharaj to offer his obeisances to the deities, and then let us warmly welcome him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Go, Premanandi, Hare Hare Bol.
Please sit comfortably. So, Hare Krishna, I myself a little bit, how do you say? I didn't expect that our Jayapataka Maharaj would come so early. I somehow had the feeling that he would come tomorrow. And now we are very, very transcendentally happy and excited. We want to greet you very warmly in our midst, Maharaj. We know that you travel very, very fast, and we are very happy that you have not forgotten us here in Croatia and put us on the list. And I wanted to request all the devotees to very warmly greet our, let us say, our follower of Narada Muni by saying very lovingly with me, Sisi Goni Taiki De Gaura Premanandi, Gaura Premanandi, Gaura Premanandi, Haribo. His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaja Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki. Hare Krishna. We want to request our esteemed guest to address us briefly.
Sorry for interrupting the Nectarian. I was in Calcutta for the Rath Yatra. I heard you were in Jagannath Puri.
Yes, and I came and you had gone
the day.
I was on the
you came and did the youth program.
Yes, in the last day.
How was that?
Ecstatic. I danced like anything. Yeah, it was very, very good.
You must know. You must know Jayapataka Maharaj organizes since many, many years a wonderful Ratha Yatras festival in Calcutta. And really everyone in Calcutta knows about this festival. The festival place is at the best location you could imagine. It's this park. What was the name of the park? Park Circus. It's really the most prestigious location for a festival. And it's really, Maharaj has done a great service to preaching Jagannath consciousness in Calcutta. I mean, everyone knows about this tremendous festival. And we were at that time in Jagannath Puri, but we came for the last day when we had a youth forum on this huge park. And how do we call this park where Maharaj said, and park circus. Ooh, it was so full of people. I have not seen this. We had made a makeshift mandir for the deities Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra, But there were many stalls, many booths, like temporary temple. Yeah, it was with cloth, the Bengali style, and it looked so extremely beautiful. And when I was there, Maharaj, you asked how it was. We drove with a few buses, young people from colleges, to that program, the youth program. We had to first empty out the whole square because everyone, all the other Bengalis were sitting there. And we had to say, no, please leave. Oh, we don't want to leave. And to make room for the youth program, it was very, very nice. And at the end, we danced, and I wanted to stop the dance because we had danced already so long, but no escape. So, Hare Krishna.
Yeah, first offer my obeisance to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Shri Prabhupada Ki. To all the assembled deities, which are too innumerable to mention, from Jagannath Baladev, Subhadra, and Radha Krishnas, and Gauranitais, and Giridharis, and Narsingadevs, and so many beautiful deities. This is a saying in Chaitanya Bhagavat, when all the Vaishnavas get together, it's a Chandra Hat. It's like a bazaar of moons. So coming here, I'm seeing so many moons. Moon-like devotees are here. But this assembly of deities is also overwhelming. I don't even know what to... Suryahat. So, Prabhupada asked us to make Maya Calcutta Rath Yatra like the biggest in the world. So we already have the Jagannath Puri Rath, which is so huge. And about 1 million people go there. But in Calcutta there's about 10 to 15 million people living. So we try to get as many of them to participate. And some years it was bigger even than Jagannath Puri's, although systematically the government's shortened us down and boxed us in. We used to go 11 kilometers, now we go about 5 or 6. We had to finish before traffic jam time at 5 o'clock. But you were there for the return route also?
No, only for that one evening, which was the 4th, I believe.
Oh, you... 5th was the return route, you didn't?
Yeah,
the route I didn't see. Oh, you missed it. You owe us one. 1 year you have to come. See how the Calcutta people pulled the rat. They grab the rope and they Jagannath Swami Ki! And they just pull on the... We have air brakes. Like for the big semi-trucks. Uh-huh. You have the double air brakes with the compressed air and then... Sometimes they break the ropes. The ropes are so thick. They're wild. But they asked me to go to this year to Bangladesh. They had about 50,000 people in Bangladesh. And right through the main center of the town, 3 routes, not so big as Calcutta's, but because Bangladesh is an Islamic country, like Islamic majority, 80% are Muslims and 20% are Hindus. So those 20% are really fired up, and once a year they can come out and do Rath Yatra. And that's their opportunity to do something public, otherwise they play a low profile. But for Rath Yatra, they get fired up. Everyone wears little crowns with pictures of Jagannath on it. And they're very enthusiastic. They're dancing the whole way. So I was there for the Rath Yatra. then I was there 4 days in Bangladesh, different programs. And then I went to Singapore and to Kuala Lumpur. And then we finally reached with Bhakti Vidya, Bhakti Vringa, Bhakti Vigna, Vinasha Narasingha Maharaj in Bangkok. And we had a Rath Yatra in Bangkok, which was much smaller than the others, maybe 1,000 people. But because it's a new place, and it also had its charm, and it got a full-page article from the newspaper, full-page with pictures, 5-6 pictures in the back of one, saying Krishna consciousness in Thailand. Because Thailand is a 90% Buddhist country, and 10% maybe Islam, and 1% mixed Christians and whatnot, Hindus. So it was quite interesting. Then from there I was there for a few days in Bangkok trying to cultivate the people. This is all new areas for Krishna consciousness. Although we've been there many years, but still not caught on. Because nobody speaks English, and nobody speaks Thai from our side, so it's a problem. Now we have a few Thai devotees who are helping, and Maharaj is there. So then I came for the Toronto Rath Yatra, which is a very big Rath Yatra, 3 gigantic carts. And I don't know, they must have 10,000 devotees. Yeah, it's there's more people there, I think, than in New York, but as far as, and because they have a population of Hindus in Toronto over 100,000. And then there's so many ISKCON devotees, and people come from everywhere. Maybe there's even more people that come. I don't have the exact number, but it's the whole road is packed with people. 3 gigantic carts. And they had been asking me to go for a long time. So then I decided that I have to go to Creation Festival. And that's going to be in Europe. And I want to go to Toronto Festival, and that's in America. So I'll get it, and I have to go to Thailand Festival. So how to do it? And I have to go back to India for Balaram Purnima. So I got a round-the-world ticket in Thailand that goes over the Pacific to Toronto, then over the Atlantic to here. And then I'm going to be spending some time in Europe for about 2 weeks. Then I have to go back to India. By the way, just for all the swamis and the travelers, right now the cheapest place to buy a ticket is in Thailand. And I have a very good agent. I don't make a commission. I'm just saying. I found a good. You can get your ticket issued by internet. So anyway, we had the Rath Yatra. They have a big festival also in Toronto. In Calcutta, it goes on for 9 days. And there's about 25 booths. And they serve prasadam out to 50,000 people every day. More or less. I mean, it's just... But in Toronto, they have a 2-day festival. And they go to an island. And they set up tents. And there was about... There's Bhakti Marg Swami, Malati Devi, who else was there? Gopal Krishna Maharaj, he was there. There was a number, and then the Guru Das was also there. We had a Prabhupada remembrance program. So they have a nice, they have very nice festivals. One thing in North America, the festival's all 1 day. But in Toronto, there's 2 days. So that's better. Of course, New Vrindavan is 4 days. The Inspiration Festival. But for the Rath Yatra, it's all one day. One day it's like so much effort to go to the place and pull the Rath and be there, and then poop, it's over. Like Calcutta, 9 days. Jagannath Puri, 9 days. So you can have time to go deep into the whole mood of Rath Yatra. So then after the Rath Yatra, I was on the wait list to come here, and I was, I don't know what Krishna desired, but I was hoping that if Krishna desired I can get here, then I'd be able to get. Then I got up to the counter of the, in the airport, and somehow I got a lady sent from heaven. I don't know, she was so helpful. And she said, actually your reservation is not even there, it's gone. Even waitlist, nothing. You don't exist. So why they do things like this? This is not right. You have a proper ticket. You should get on this flight. Let me see what I can do. And she did it. I got on the flight. Sometimes you have no reservation. Get out. But she was really nice. So somehow I got on the. I'm here. So last night, 8 o'clock, I got on the flight and I arrived in Munich at 10. Then flew here at 11 and got to Zagreb at about 1. Drove here, got here at 3:30. Then I just reporting, took a quick dip in the ocean, paying my obeisances to the deities. I didn't want to disturb Maharaj's reading. I just wanted to, you know, kind of invisibly come in and
you are very visible.
And my plan is to be here for 4 days with all of you. Actually, this year I've been asked to spend more time in Mayapur and India, so that's why I have to, but this, since the summer time is when everybody's having festivals, so I try to cover as many festivals for some days. And this is the place I'm spending the longest during this festival, this summer tour. Because you're all very important to me. And this is a very important festival. This goes on also how many days?
Every 7 days.
7 days. Sometimes it used to go on for 10 days. This is going for a week. That's one of the largest festivals. I think only the Anapa festival goes on for a week also. These two festivals. 1 week. Lithuania. 5-6 days, I'm not sure. So I just heard that Maharaj, he was so beautifully reading the pastime of the meeting of Ishwar Puri and Lord Chaitanya. Last year we went to, because it was the 500th anniversary of the meeting of Lord Chaitanya and Ishwar Puri and the starting of the Sankirtan movement. Because after the meeting, Lord Chaitanya went back to Bengal, back to Navadvip. He started the Sankirtan movement. So this meeting is a turning point. After he got initiated, everything changed. Before that, he was Nimai Pandit. He was arguing, he was putting on his profile as a pundit. And he was preaching, but in covered ways, not directly. But after this meeting, he's directly preaching. Everything he's doing now is connected to Krishna. His love for Godhead manifests. So we went to Gaya, where all these things happen. And there's about, 10, 11 Gayas, of which the two prominent one is Vishnu Gaya and Bodh Gaya. The place where Buddha is called Bodh Gaya, and there's a Vishnu. So this Vishnu Gaya is where there's a lotus footprint of Lord Vishnu. They tell the story that there was a demon called Dagayasura And he was, Vishnu had to come to defeat him. So Vishnu threw him to the ground and put his foot on his chest. Said, "Do you surrender?" Said, "I surrender, but on some conditions. That the footprint you're putting on my chest should be worshipped by the devotees, so that they'll come regularly and worship on me. And if any day nobody comes to do worship, then I can come up again." Then this hill, there's a big mountain there. It's, I mean, not a mountain, but like a hill in the shape of this long demon. And on the top of the hill, there's his temple. And there, the demon's now petrified. He's a stone. And there's this Vishnu footprint with all the markings of Vishnu. Directly the footprint of Lord Vishnu himself. So that, and he said the place should be named after him. That's what they call Gaya. So, Lord, it's said it's a very good place to do puja for your forefathers when they die. You do the worship there and offer all the results to the forefather, to the mother, father. Especially grihastas, obligatory, brahmacharis, optional, sannyasis, not required. It's one of your duties to go and do a worship for your forefather. If you have a grandmother, a grandfather, mother, father. So he did for his father. And then when he was going, that's when he met Ishwar Puri, and all these amazing transcendental associations happened. So he lost his father, so now he's thinking he needs a spiritual father. Sometimes people feel like that. But actually, Ishwar Puri had visited Lord Chaitanya and Jagannath Misra in Navadvip and spent some time there. So he was a known person. It wasn't just like he's meeting him for the first time. He knew him from before. He knew that his father respected him as a bona fide Vaishnava. He knew he was a great soul. So this is what you're reading is very, very important. I just thought. Hare Krishna. So thank you for all coming here and being part. Festival means a mahotsav. Ut comes from uttama. Tama is ignorance and uttama is that which is above ignorance. So this festival will lift your consciousness above the ignorance. What's above ignorance? Transcendental realm. So the transcendence is above this material world, and so this festival is to bring all of you to the transcendental level. Maha Utsava. Everyone. Part of Utsavas is to take prasadam too. You getting prasadam here? They're blowing it over here. This is advertising. So we hope all of you will be elevated to the transcendental realm. I won't interrupt any more of the reading. I'll take my leave. I'd like to hear for a few minutes, but then I'm afraid when I get up, I will disturb again.
I have a suggestion. My suggestion is we can just read this much more. Only this is hardly 2-3 minutes, and then end the program, because it's nice, you know, if you interrupt.
I think you asked the devotees may want to hear more.
What should we do now?
Hear more.
I suggest that the living Vaishnava came from the transcendental dimension, and Jayapataka Maharaj has told us about event. See, when you sit down for a dramatic reading of Mahaprabhu's pastimes, you have to be prepared that one devotee comes and tells you something which is entirely different than it was planned, because this is what means a living spiritual culture, a culture where Vaishnavas come, where Vaishnavas interact. And in this way, I think we have fulfilled the purpose of this reading. You have told very nicely about Gaya and where the place where the transformation happened and how we didn't hear the transformation. So should we just hear 2 minutes? Really, two minutes? Really, it's British 2 minutes or German 2 minutes. I know when Jayapataka Maharaj hears 2 minutes. Oh yes, 2 days, 2 hours, whatever. On another day, in a secluded place, Lord Chaitanya, speaking sweet words, told Ishwarapuri of his desire for mantra diksha. Ishwarapuri said, "Why do you ask for mantra initiation? It is I, a poor living being, who should surrender my life to you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead." But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to take initiation from his devotee. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Narayan, who is the Shiksha Guru, instructing spiritual master of everyone, accepted initiation into chanting the 10-syllable mantra from Ishwarapuri. And then Lord Chaitanya circumambulated Ishwarapuri and said, "Now I give my body to you. Please cast your glance of mercy upon me so that I may be flooded by an ocean of pure love for Krishna." When Ishwarapuri heard these words, he embraced the Lord and held him to his chest. The tears of love flowing from their eyes drenched their bodies. Agitated with love, both could not remain peaceful for even half a sesame seed of time. In this way, giving his mercy to Ishwarapuri, Lord Chaitanya, who is Lord Hari, with a fair complexion, remained in Gaya for some time. Now the time had come for the Lord to reveal his true self. Day by day, the glory of his devotional love grew greater and greater. One day, as he had meditated on the mantra, he emerged from the bliss of meditation, and the Lord wept and cried out, "O Krishna! Do you have a voice or not? O Krishna! O my dear Father! O my life! O Lord Hari! In which direction have you fled? Tell me, where shall I go to find you?" The Lord screamed in happiness, "Dear Krishna, Why have you left me?
Where have you gone?
Lord Chaitanya rolled about on the ground. He wept. He floated in a nectar ocean of love and separation. Separation from himself. And then he declared, "You all go home. Go home. I will not return to the material world. I will go to see Mathura. I will meet Krishna Chandra, the master of my life." And in this mood, he started the Sankirtan movement. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
You tell.
May not fit. I don't know what you. Maybe other things happen first, but.
You can see our Maharaj is very eager in Chaitanya Leela. Maharaj, you Maharaj wants to hear everything now. Maharaj, we have many, many hours now. We can read and talk. No problem. It's a whole book full of reading and talking. It ends here. But I would suggest that we will satisfy your transcendental thirst tomorrow and the day after tomorrow, because time is also there. No? It's my program, Maharaj. I can decide. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Oh. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna.